USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Acting U.S. Attorney General Matthew Whitaker telling a House committee that he's not interfered in any way with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
I can assure this committee that before appointing me to this position, the President did not ask for and I did not provide any commitments, promises concerning the Special Counsel's investigation or any other investigation.
During the confrontational hearing, Democrats lined up to grill Whitaker over his ascension to Acting Attorney General. Virginia Democrat Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax hit with a new allegation of sexual assault Friday afternoon, just days after he was accused of assaulting another woman in 2004. Fairfax denied the newest claim, labeling it demonstrably false. Meredith Watson alleges she was raped by Fairfax in 2000, while both were students at Duke University. Earlier this week, California college professor Vanessa Tyson accused Fairfax of forcing her to perform oral sex on him in 2004. The Dow closes higher Friday for the seventh straight week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Republicans and Democrats continue to negotiate border security proposals, but Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy told CNN he'd like to see more cooperation from the Democrats.
I can't say what the president will and will not do, but in my conversation with the president, I know he wants us to find a legislative solution. He wants us to work on this, and I have heard some positive talk. I just have not seen the actions on the Democrat side.
With the Democrats now in charge of the House Intelligence Committee, Chairman Adam Schiff has hired officials with experience at the National Security Council to help with his panel's oversight of the Trump administration. Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney is on that committee until CNN's New Day.
What we're going to do is fill in the holes that should have been addressed when the Republicans, you know, issued that report prematurely. By the way, if you go back and read that, it's not worth the paper it was written on.
Trump fumed on Twitter Thursday about the recently launched investigations led by the Democratic Intelligence Chair and suggested he was raiding the White House staff. Five teens charged now in Thursday's shooting death of Nashville musician Kyle Yorlitz during a robbery. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Actor Albert Finney has passed away, USA's Chris Martins reports.
He was a three-time Golden Globe winner, the British actor appearing as Daddy Warbucks in the 1982 version of Annie.
I love money, I love power, I love capitalism, I do not now and never will love children.
But Albert Finney had dozens of roles, also as Ebenezer Scrooge, and he appeared in Aaron Brockovich. Finney has died at 82. His family says he succumbed to a brief illness.
President Trump's daughter Ivanka says she has, quote, zero concern that any of her loved ones will be swept up in the special counsel's Russia probe. In an interview with co-host Abby Huntsman of ABC's The View, Ivanka Trump also says she ignores most of the leaks coming out of the White House.
I, on a personal level, have been the subject of many leaks that I know not to be true. So I tend not to pay too much attention to leaks and anonymous sourcing.
Do you have any idea who the leakers?
Some of them, yeah.
Why are they still there?
Some of them are not here.
During the exclusive ABC interview, Ivanka Trump talked about the new Women's Global Development and Prosperity Initiative that she has been pushing aimed at empowering women in the developing world. The $50 million fund will be distributed by USAID with a goal of empowering 50 million women in developing countries by 2025. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.